Rave Radio. Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
This is Gary K, and welcome to my Daily Rants and Raves. This is a special Infocom Spotlight edition of my Daily Rants and Raves. And I'm going to be joined today by Vice President of Marketing of Almo Pro AV. You all know who Almo is. In fact, Almo Pro AV won our favorite distributor award earlier this year on our survey of who are the best distributors in the industry. And so I'm going to be joined by Melody Craigmile, their Vice President of Marketing. But before we do that, I want to remind you that all Rave Radio podcasts are brought to you by Hypersign, HYPERSIGN.com. Hypersign is a manufacturer of digital signage content software and creation service software. And you can check them out at Hypersign.com. But the neat, unique thing about Hypersign is they only sell through the AV channel. They do not sell through the IT channel or the advertising channel. So this is a great opportunity for AV companies to get involved in digital signage. And speaking of digital signage, Almo is an amazing supplier of digital signage. They have every element of digital signage from content creation to production, delivery, as well as display. And that kind of gives me a good in with you, Melody. Welcome.
Thanks so much. And we're actually very proud to be a partner of with Ray Publications. And thanks for having us on today.
Well, Melody, you and I have known each other a long time. You have been in the industry, I guess, probably 6 or 7 years now. Is that right? Maybe a little longer than that, right?
A little bit longer than that, yeah.
Yeah, and Almo's done some amazing things in a short period of time. In fact, I remember sitting in a press conference, I'm guessing 4 Infocoms ago in Orlando, when Almo, which was historically known as a consumer distributor, announced that they were going to open up the pro start a pro group led by you and Sam Taylor, of course. I think it was 4 Infocoms ago. Am I right on that?
Yes, it was. It was 4 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you guys have come an amazingly a long way. I mean, like I said, you won a survey. We did a survey earlier in the year where you guys were picked as the favorite distributor of the AV market. But also, you are dominating as far as the supply of digital signage displays and other products related to digital signage. And a lot of people know you as sort of the distributor for digital signage in addition to all the other things you guys do.
Well, we have 35 great manufacturing partners, you know, the best in breed, and a very seasoned sales team. You know, even though our division is just 4 years old, our team, you know, on average, the guys have, 10-plus years experience in the pro AV industry. So they're very seasoned. They're all digital signage certified experts, and 60% of them are CTS certified. So they really know the brands. They really know the technology, and they're very seasoned. So I think that's really attributed to a lot of our success in this market.
Yeah, I did not realize it was that high. I didn't realize it was 60%, but that does make a difference because that means the people that are representing your company obviously know and understand not just the products they're representing, but also how your products fit into the larger system as a whole. So I think that does make a difference. So I commend you on that. And I know Infocom's really happy about that because that is an Infocom certified technology specialist. You can learn more about that at infocom.org. Speaking of Infocom, that's one of the things I want to talk to you about because I had a chance to come up and meet with you earlier this week, and you made me super excited about what you guys were going to do at Infocom. So I asked you if you'd be willing to jump on a podcast and give away some information because what you're going to be doing is definitely a first time for anybody I know of ever doing this at an Infocom show.
Yeah, so, you know, this whole new theme of our booth sort of started actually the idea a couple of years ago when we came up with the idea for a new course at the E4 AV Tour, which you've been our keynote speaker at for the last couple of years. And going around the country, you know, visiting some of our dealers, looking at different installations, we started seeing this trend where people were using displays for environments where it was more of an immersive decorating or techorating or using displays in very unique environments for more of a, you know, an emotional experience. And this whole idea of the digital canvas sort of started to emerge. And so we started teaching this class on tech writing, which was very, very popular. And so as we were brainstorming ideas for the booth at Infocom, we started fleshing out this idea of the digital canvas. And, you know, so many times you walk around Infocom and you sort of see the same thing, you know, see these, you know, examples of menu boards or the train station or, you know, just the regular video wall. And what we wanted to do is really inspire integrators to think outside of just the normal installation and look at displays in a totally different way. So that is the direction we're going with our booth, and we're really excited about doing something very different in our booth this year.
Yeah, and so as you said, instead of just doing here's the products we represent, here's the products we sell, or here's a monitor wall or video wall showing the different products and different configurations, you're building basically, you're actually building an application. You're actually showing them what it would look like in an actual application, but the application is super creative. I mean, it's basically like a museum.
Yeah, where basically it looks like it's going to be like walking into a gallery, and the content is going to be, you know, very kind of an abstract. So the theme is art and creativity, and, you know, basically creating your own design, thinking outside of the lines of displays. And, you know, some of the installations are not even going to be displays put together as a video wall. It's going to be very abstract, and we're going to have transparent displays. They're going to be displays that are going to be in, you know, tilted configurations. So I think what we're going to be doing is very unique. I think the experience will be different, and people will come away very inspired by seeing something that's going to ignite imagination.
Yeah, I love the concept. I got a chance to kind of see what you guys are going to do while I was there, and I think it's definitely going to be different. And the neat thing about it is it will show them and it will inspire them to do something more than just hang a display in a rectangular shape, horizontally or vertically. And you are using the different manufacturers that you represent equally, and they're well represented, as opposed to just focusing on one brand of product or one type of product out there. You're focusing on even different technologies, not just LCD, for example.
Yeah, and that's one of the exciting things about our booth is that, you know, it's not just focused on one brand. And another thing that makes Elmo unique as a distributor is that we do employ these business development managers, and they're very specialized. We just brought on one business development manager that is just dedicated to control systems. So we're going to have someone in the booth that's just going to be talking about controlling a video wall with the control system. We're going to have a live demo of that. So they can come in the booth, and if they want to talk about control, we'll have a specialist just to take them through the booth and talk about that specifically. We have another person that specializes in video distribution. I can talk about the specific media players and the software that we're using to drive the video walls. And there's all different types of ways that we're doing that. So no matter what type of installation that they may be contemplating doing, we can show them different examples and different types of software and help them through that creative process of what they might be doing in their next project. So they'll be experts, you know, on hand to take them through the different installations and explain to them exactly how we've done what we've done, which is, I think, going to be really exciting.
So if you're going to go to the show, if you're listening to this podcast and you're going to go, you are where in the show? What's your booth number?
We are booth 3951. And we're going to be, if you're walking around the show and looking for any of the big guys, we're kind of near the Samsung booth. So if you're going to be visiting close by Samsung, just walk down a bit and we are there. And if you're an Elmo reseller partner, we're doing our big prize giveaway that we did last year at Infocom. We're giving away over $10,000 in prizes. So every Elmo dealer is going to win some kind of prize, including a really cool backpack. So be sure to stop by the booth because every backpack has a winning ticket. And if you're not an Elmo reseller partner, you have an opportunity to fill out a new reseller questionnaire, and you can also win a prize. So that's also a lot of fun to win prizes when you come to Infocom.
So you'll actually be, you're willing to sign up an integrator right there at the show, somebody who may want to use a distributor that's never used a distributor before. You're willing to talk to them right there on the show floor.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be walking around with Samsung Galaxy tablets, and we've got the new reseller questionnaire there. And you can just fill that out, and we've got some information, and we'll get you started in the process.
So in case you're not going to the show and you want to see what Almo has, one of the neat things about Almo in their participation at the show is Almo is actually a sponsor of our Rave Now Infocom coverage, which means that we'll actually shoot their videos, or a lot of their videos, not all, but a lot of their videos the day before the show opens. So you'll actually be able to see what Almo's doing. And what we'll do is we'll not only shoot the different sections of Almo's booth, but we'll do an overall all booth shot so you kind of get the idea of sort of the museum quality look of the display itself. And you can see it all at ravenowinfocom.com. So if you're not going to the show, just go to ravenowinfocom.com sometime during the show, and just all you got to do is go to the video section, search Almo, A-L-M-O, and all the videos we shoot there will pop up. And of course, if you are going to the show, I believe, Melody, you said it was booth 391?
3951.
3951. Okay, 3951. So remember that, 3951. And in addition to the prize giveaway they're going to have, they're also, as a sponsor of our Rave Now coverage, they're going to have the game for played in their booth, our annual trade show game that we do with all the attendees of the show. And their two game times are 11 a.m. on Wednesday and 1:30 p.m. on Thursday. So there's another chance for you to get a chance to win even more prizes than because we'll be giving away T-shirts at their booth at 11 o'clock on Wednesday and 1:30 on Thursday. You'll also have a chance to enter drawing there where we'll be giving away other prizes, including iPads and iPods, Amazon gift cards, and some really cool superhero bobbleheads. And you can play our game. And our live game in the Alma booth this year will be Plinko. And if you've ever watched The Price is Right, you've seen it. That's where you drop that giant chip and it falls down and bounces around until it gets to the bottom. And we will, unlike the Bob Barker famous Plinko, we won't have any blank spots. Everybody will win something, which is a lot of fun. And but most importantly, the show is all about technology, and there's going to be a lot of technology there. And what's unique about what Almo does is that Almo is representing 35 different manufacturers from all different segments of a system. So they have the source equipment, they have the signal routing and display, they have the control, they have the mounting equipment, and they also have the actual display equipment as well, projectors and monitors and stuff like that. So they actually represent the entire system. And that's what's unique about a distributor like Almo, and specifically Almo, is the fact that they have diversified and they have companies that work really well together. So I have to commend both you and Sam Taylor on that, because I think you guys have put together a very good group of manufacturers, the top, you know, I mean, certainly your 35 are among the top 40 or 50 companies in the entire AV industry.
Yeah, we're gonna have 25 of those brands represented in our booth at Infocom. And you know, when people are trying to make decisions about, gosh, you know, where do I spend my time at Infocom? You know, 15 minutes in our booth, you're gonna see 25 brands, and you're gonna see this digital canvas collection, which is gonna be a really unique, immersive experience. You know, I think it will definitely be worth everybody's time to stop by. And just one more web address I just want to give out. It's www.almaproiv.com/infocom13. Go there and you can request your, you know, gallery invitation. You can download that. It'll give you a little bit more information about the brands you'll see, the installations and demonstrations that you'll experience, and then also a list of some of the cool prizes that you could win. So go download that, and I think you definitely won't be disappointed if you just spend 15 minutes with us at the show this year.
And again, that's booth 3951. And if you want to go ahead and pre-register, as Melody just said, you go to almoproav.com/infocom13. That's 1-3.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is enter in your email address, and they're going to give you the gallery guide itself. And you got to go by there. And one of the cool things, I don't know, am I allowed to talk about the thing that I have a picture of in front of me? Am I allowed to say this is going to be in your booth, the real version of this, or can I not say anything about it, Melody?
The what version?
You sent me a mock-up of what you're going to have in your booth today. Am I allowed to tell about the fact that you're going to have this in your booth, or is this a surprise at the show?
No, you can say it. Go ahead.
Okay, they're going to have one of the neat things, one of the neat new technologies that exist are transparent LCDs. And a lot of these transparent LCDs are not only used in sort of museum environments where you have something of worth behind it and the front of it, the playing in front of it is a LCD that's transparent, and you can it's almost like having a transparent window. But in retail applications for digital signage, it's phenomenal. And these are that look sort of like giant light boxes with a transparent LCD in front of it. And you have to go by and see this. I believe you're going to have the Samsung version of this in your booth at Infocom, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
And that is one of the coolest things. I mean, certainly, if I were rating the top five things I saw at ISC at the ISC show in Amsterdam this past February, I would definitely have rated that in my top five. So I think that's going to be really cool to see. So if you haven't seen transparent LCD technology in a practical application, this is the place to do it. So it's booth 3951. I guess the theme is the Alamo Digital Canvas. Congratulations, Melody. And of course, if you want to learn anything about Alamo Pro AV or find out how to become a dealer of Alamo Pro AV, just go to AlamoProAV.com, right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you, Melody. Thanks for joining me today. And I look forward to seeing you in barely 2.5 weeks. And I wish you the best of luck. And we'll see you during setup so we can shoot some of those videos and get them online as quickly as possible.
Okay. Thanks, Gary. Thanks for all your support.
Thank you.